Patient's last name is Bruno, B-R-U-N-O. First name is Mark. Date of birth is May 2nd, 2023. Date of birth is April 16, 1948. Next over of a referring physician is Andrew Chung. Andrew Chung, C-H-E-U-N-G, San Ramon, California. Next number, chief complaint, seizure disorder. Next birth history, present known as patient is a 75-year-old male, found chief complaint of seizure disorder. First up, majority of the history is provided by the cared giver, Connie. First up, according to the Connie, a patient had history of seizure disorder. First up, however, he hasn't had any seizure convulsion for the last 10 years. So first up, he's been taking medications. So first up, there's no significant side effects. So first up, denies any hemiparesis or hemibody sensory changes. So first up, patient has a patient has been taking carbamazepine for a long time. First up, patient also taking Topamax. So first up, next for the past medical history, seizure disorder. First up, next number. Past surgical history, a history of falls. First up, next number, current medication, carbamazepine, 200 milligrams, 1 TOTID. Next number, Topamax, 25 milligrams, 2 pills, BID. Next number, Seroquel, 100 milligrams, 1 pill per night. Next number, pantoprazole. Pantoprazole, Norvasc, and MOM. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, social history, patient single with no children. First time, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, for family history, there's no family history. So there's no family history is unknown. Family history is unknown. Next, for review system, patient is unable to provide the family history. Next paragraph, neurological examination, patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient is not able to responding questions well. First up, next number of diagnostic tests and EEG study was performed today. First up, the EEG study shows no epileptic form discharges. So first up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, it does show mild background slowing. First up, however, there's no epilepticus. So first up, but there's no seizure activity. So first up, impression, seizure disorder, period, stable. First up, patient has no seizure for the last 10 years, according to Connie. First up, a patient has been taking medications for carbamazepine and Topamax. So first up, a patient Connie also talked to the sister, Pamela, who also agreed to continue the medication for seizures. So for them, sure, recommendation, continue the carbamazepine, 200 milligrams, 1 POTID. Next summer, Topamax, 25 milligrams, 2 pills twice a day. Next summer, Seroquel, 100 milligrams a night. And next summer, we'll obtain a comprehensive metabolic panel, CBC, and carbamazepine level every 6 months. So for them, we'll follow the patient in two months. The first time, shortly this month, at the end of the station. Next patient. Next patient is Fisher. F as in Frank. I S H E R. Again, F I S H E R. First name Sean. S E A N. Again, S E A N. The date of visit is May 2nd, 2023. Next, over the patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, specifically in July of 2004, in San Diego, California, a patient was assaulted. First of all, a patient was involved in a fight. First of all, he was assaulted by another person. First of all, a patient tells me that he was knocked unconsciousness. First of all, a patient tells me that he was hit many times in the head and he was out of consciousness. First of all, a patient was kicked and stomped on. S-T-O-M-P-E-D, stomp on many times. So first up, patient had complete loss of consciousness for 6 hours. So first up, patient woke up in the emergency room in the hospital. First up, when he woke up, a patient had severe headaches, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient continued these symptoms for the next few days. First up, patient was diagnosed with a concussion. First up, the next paragraph, a patient has symptoms including a short-term memory deficit. So first up, he tells me that his memory is very poor. First up, patient has loss of sleep. First up, patient has sleep disturbances. First up, patient has difficulty with focus. First up, patient has difficulty with solving problems. First up, patient has emotional outbursts very easily. First up, patient has loss of control. First up, patient has difficulty to make decisions. First up, patient sees spots in the eyes. First up, patient has impulsive. First up, patient's vertical mood swing. So first up, patient also have anxiety symptoms. So first up, patient has tinnitus. Period. First up, patient has irritability. First up, patient has lack of sympathy and empathy. First up, next paragraph. Patient has My patient is currently working for a company employed as a project management for stuff. However, patient tells me that his work is affected by his short-term memory loss. For stuff, patient has difficulty to remember what's told him. For stuff, patient remember what was in meetings. For stuff, patient also has difficulty to control his impulsive behavior at work. For stuff, patient has difficulty with keeping his patience. For stuff, patient tells me that the mood swing also affects his work. For stuff, all his symptoms are affecting his job performance, first up. But next up, patient also have next paragraph. It is my opinion that first up. A patient also have scar tissues on the left forehead, about 4 centimeter by 1 centimeter, and also left temporal head scalp, with a 4 centimeter by 1 centimeter. Next number. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First of all, the patient in July of 2004, in San Diego, was involved in a fight. First of all, the patient was assaulted by another person. First of all, the patient was knocked unconsciousness for 6 hours. First of all, the patient tells me that he was repeatedly got hit in the head and also stomped on. First of all, the patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for 6 hours. First of all, when he woke up, patient had head pain, confusion, disorientation. First of all, since then, patient has significant memory deficit. Today, a memory examination, a MoCA examination, his delay recall is 1 out of 5. First of all, he missed 4 of the 5 items on the delay recall. Patient also have scar tissues on his forehead and also in temporal head. These are from the assault. The loss of consciousness, head pain, memory deficit, sleep deprivation, difficulty focus and concentrate, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, I believe it is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph, MoCA examination score is 25 out of 30. First up, a patient missed 1 on the language. First up, patient missed 4 on delay recall. First up, this marks the unification.